Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, a new HH-60, and Mission Command Training. The 56th Rescue and 56th Rescue Generation Squadrons at Aviano Air Base are transitioning aircraft from their HH-60 Golf Pave Hawk to the new HH-60 Whiskey Jolly Green 2. This transition represents a transformative advancement in search and rescue capabilities for Wyvern Nation.
The new HH-60 Whiskey Jolly Green 2 offers a range of improved capabilities over its predecessor, including improved range and survivability, a new fuel system, advanced avionics, and more. Digital platform upgrades will also facilitate faster movement of data and better integration with other platforms and combatant command capabilities. The Whiskey models are scheduled to begin arriving in Aviano in November, and the Golf aircraft will be retired and reassigned to the Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group, otherwise known as the Boneyard. Major Carissa Dobbins, 56th Rescue Generation Squadron Commander, explains what transitioning to the new aircraft means to the rescue community.
The transition from the HH-60 Golf to the HH-60 Whiskey symbolizes the closing of one chapter and the beginning of another. We're positioning ourselves for a safer, more efficient future mission landscape. This isn't just an asset change, it's about empowering our unit and the greater mission with technology that aligns with the future demands of our allies and partners.
Dobbins also says, during the transition between aircraft models, the 56th RGS Command Team is committed to ensuring airmen receive the resources, support, and training to maximize the potential of the HH-60 Whiskey. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Mission Command Training. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Spencer Perkins. Senior enlisted leaders from across the Air Force took part in a Mission Command Training hosted by Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, David Flossy, in the Indo-Pacific Area of Responsibility. The six-day training placed senior enlisted leaders in resource-limited locations and scenarios to test the capabilities and limitations of Agile Combat Employment deployments. The training embraces a force development model, favoring small and dynamic teams focused on mission-centric skill sets over functional skill sets. Flossy says the training will help enlisted leaders to fully understand the threats of great power competition and see what Agile Combat Employment will look like firsthand. He adds, this context will be essential as they advise airmen to carry out missions. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.